Okay, we are on Tesamad Aleph, right? And so the last thing that we discussed was the Gemara asked, oh wait, how can it be that you're allowed to write a Sefer Torah in other languages?
Right.
If you have to use Klavashuris.
Isn't the other way around? Like, Sefer Torah is not able to be in other languages, but...
No, the Mishnah said you can write Sefer Torah in other languages, according to Tanakhama.
But you can't do Tefillin and Mezuzah, that's
right. But you can't do Tefillin and Mezuzah, right? And the Gemara asked, well, how can you do it in other languages if you have to use Klavashuris?
So the Gemara said, right, that you can use, you can do it, you would have to, you can like phonetically do it.
Mm-hmm, you can spell out the letters and the words in Klavashuris. Okay. Amar leya baye b'mayu kimta la hi begufin shalem my iria mikra shaksava tarum targum shaksava mikra. Fil mikra shaksava mikra. Vetarum shaksava targum nami de ha kathani ashikhtavin washuris al ha sefer bidyo. Okay, so it says, baye. No, that doesn't make any sense. Why are you saying that we're distinguishing between how you're writing out the same words, right? What do you mean? Mikro shaksavo targum? Right, Hebrew words that were written in Aramaic, or Aramaic words that were written in Hebrew, it's the same alphabet. Right? No? So it says, it's going to do this. Even mikro shaksavo mikra. The point that the Bryce is making in that case, it has nothing to do with the question of targum or not targum. Or languages and not languages, it's a question of how you write. You write it on class in Ksav Ashuris and using Do, no matter what.
Right?
Ella, loy kashya, harabonon ha rashbag. Rather, this is the substance of this agreement between Rabbanon and Rav Shimon Gamaliel. Right? Remember in the Mishnah, Rav Shimon Gamaliel says you can only write a Sefer Torah in Greek, not in any other language.
Right.
And the Chatana Kama seems to say any language.
Right.
So this is the substance of their disagreement. Okay, Irashbag Haiki Yavanis said the Gemara. But what? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel still says you can write in Greek. It doesn't say Hebrew is the only option, right? So then it says Ela Lekasha. No, it's not going to be such a problem. Kan Bitzvarim, Kan Bitzvilin Mezuzos. Our Brisa wasn't talking about Svarim; it was talking about Tvilin Mezuzos, which can only be written in Hebrew. That makes perfect sense. Give out. There's Tvilin Mezuzos my time, and why can Tvilin Mezuzos only be written in Hebrew? Mishum dechzi behu vayu behava yasan yehu. It says vayu hadivarim ha'ela asher anechim itzavcha yom alav vecha. Right? No, sorry, but... Sorry, that's probably actually referencing vayu l'tavos deinecha. No? Does that make more sense?
That's you. I don't know. Do you have a pasuk on the side? Some might have that.
No. It says vayu hadivarim ha'ela according to Rashi. Okay. Fine. There you go. It's meant to, therefore, it's meant to be in Hebrew, not in other languages. Behava yasanyuhu. They have to be in the way that they're written in the Torah. Okay. And then it says, my targum shekhtavo mikra ika. But it says, in that case, where is the Aramaic? Right, the four parshiyos of Tefillin don't have any Aramaic in them. Bishlama Torah ika yegar sahadusa. Right, the Torah does have certain instances of where Aramaic is written. For example, right, Lavan calls. Remember, they created a sort of a hill of stones. Lavan and Yaakov did, right? And Lavan called it yegar sahadusa, and Yaakov you know, called in Hebrew galei. It's the same thing. Yeah. Elahacha my targum ika. So it says, but in Tefillin there's no targum. And Tefillin doesn't have any Aramaic in it. It has only Hebrew. Ella loikashi rather no problem, can Megillah comes for him. The distinction is between Megillah and other Sifrei Tanakh. Okay?
So instead of Mezuzah, Tefillin, and Torah, we're discussing.
Now it's saying that Megillah and other Sifrei Tanakh are different.
Different than the other thing that we're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Megillah, my time at Dixay, Kich Savam, of Echil Shenam. Why would you be able to write Megillah in other languages? Because the Megillah, right from the beginning, mentions that it was sent out in a number of different languages. Right, based on the languages that were present in the Persian Empire at the time. Right? My targum shekzavo mikra ika. What text is in the Megillah is in Aramaic? Zamar of Papa v'nishbar pisgam hamelech. The word pisgam is an Aramaic word for statement. Right? It's not a Hebrew word, but it appears in the Megillah. Yeah? Rav Nachman Yitzchak amar v'chol anashim yitnu yekar levalehen. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said a different pasuk. Yekar is an Aramaic word.
What
does it mean? Rav Ashi Amar Kisanya Ayi Bishar Sfarim Rav Yehudi Desanya Tefillin Mezuzos En Lichtov En Ela Shur Israel Basenu Hitiru Yevanis. says, no, and when we said that you're only allowed to use Ashuris, that's about the rest of the Tanakh, right? And it's really Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, right? For example, we have a Braisa that says, Tefillin and Mezuzahs can only be written in Ksav Ashuris, right? In the Hebrew text that we see in Sefer Torah. And Rabbi Hussein, our rabbis allowed Yevonis. Sounds like even Tefillin and Mezuzahs, right? Weird. Rachsi Vayu, doesn't Torah says Vayu, Behava Yasan Yehuda, they should be exactly like they are in Sefer Torah, right? We saw that with Akseris Kasavori, yeah? Ela Ema Svarim Nechtav Mecholash and Rasenu Yitera Vomis. Right? It must be saying that the rest of the Tanakh can be written in any language, and our rabbis allowed Greek as well, right? Not Tefillin and Mezuzahs. Tefillin and Mezuzahs only in Hebrew. Other Sefer Tanakh can be written in other languages, can only be written in Ashuris, but then we allowed Greek. Hitiru michal de Tanakama.
Why do we allow Greek just because? Why do we like Greek just because?
That's a good question. The answer is because the lingua franca in the Roman Empire was really Greek. Do you know what lingua franca means?
The language that they spoke? I don't know. What
lingua franca means, I mean, literally language friends, the French language.
Like Franco versus English, okay.
But in the until the 20th century, like the international language was really French, not English. Now the international language is English, so the lingua franca is ironically English. But in those days, the international language was really French, right? And in the Roman Empire, the language that everybody spoke was Greek, I mean, not Latin. Right, so all the Jews spoke Greek, but Jews didn't necessarily speak Hebrew. Same way as that most Jews now speak English, but don't necessarily speak Hebrew. Okay?
So it'd be the same. So this Gemara could be like the same with English? Like you could say so the same thing, like instead of Greek, you could say English, or?
Well, no. I mean, they allowed Greek because of that, but they allowed it, right? But the reason why they were motivated to allow Greek is probably because many Jews didn't actually understand Hebrew. For example, the Jews in Alexandria didn't understand Hebrew, didn't have Hebrew Sefer Torah. Right, they used the Septuagint, which is a Greek language Sefer Torah. So if you tell them that that's no good, then they just wouldn't read from the Torah. Wouldn't be ideal, right? Michal de Tanakama Aser, and sounds like Tanakama says Zaser, right? Rabbi Sinu Hitiru sounds like some their Tanakama thinks Zaser, right? Ela Ema Rabbi Sinu Lo Hitiru She Kasvu Ela Yevanis. Rather, what must the Braisa be saying? We're going to change. Remember, I've mentioned this before. Sometimes the Gemara changes the Giras and the Braisa. So rather, what it must be saying is really not that the rabbis allowed Greek, that the rabbis didn't allow anything except Greek.
So for the same answer as before?
Yeah.
That it was the main...
Well, you see, they have a Giras class to back it up as well. But I think that was the impetus to allow it.
Okay.
Right? Like sometimes like the reason that they want to allow it is not the same as the reason that they find to actually allow it. Right? Sanya Amar Rabbi Yehuda Av Sheitiru Rabbi Sinu Yevonis Leitiru Ella BeSefer Torah Mishum Maisa DeSalmayam Belech. This is the Gemara from Rabbi Yehuda, right? Well, even when they allowed Sfarim to be written in Greek, that was only Sefer Torah, and it was only because of the story of Talmai Amelech, meaning Ptolemy. Okay. This is a non-specific name. When Alexander the Great conquered the entire Persian Empire, right after he died, the Macedonian Empire broke up into three pieces. Macedonia, which was modern-day Macedonia, Greece, and some other parts of the Balkans.
It was like the Ptolemy Empire and the Per-something Empire, right?
That's so fine. And then we have the Seleucid Empire, which was led by a king who was most of the time called Antiochus. There were like 20 of them. Hence, Antiochus in the story of Hanukkah was one of the... I think he was the third? Anyway, yeah. And the reason why is because it was called the Seleucid Empire because the first general to the general who took over that part of the empire after Alexander the Great died was called Seleucus, right? And then the general who took over Egypt was called Ptolemy. Hence, after that, every single Egyptian pharaoh was called Ptolemy because they were all direct descendants of him. And every female member of the family, like who became a queen, was either Cleopatra or Beatrice. Anyway, so, right, so Ptolemy HaMelech, one of the Ptolemies, we don't know which one, right, the Sanya Maisa Ptolemy HaMelech Shechineis Shivim V'Shaim Zainim. There was a story that Ptolemy got together 72 rabbis, V'Chnisan V'Shivim V'Shaim Batim, and he put them in 72 separate houses. V'Lo Gilo Hem Almaki Nesan, he didn't tell them why he was doing it. V'Nichnas Eitzel Kol Echad V'Echad, and he went to speak to all 72 of them, one by one. V'Amar Lehen, Kisvu Li Torah Moshe Rabbechem. Right? And he said, translate from me into Greek the Torah of Moshe, your rabbi. Right? Na sana kadesh baruch hu b'leib kol echad v'echad eitzel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to every single one of them individually, like he puts up words into their heart. And they all translated exactly the same way.
Is this the same time when it was translated into 70 languages, or is this the time that it was 70 languages and so on? Like, is this, like...
No, 70 languages is Moshe Rabbeinu, no?
Right, right. So, no, so I'm saying this is one of the reasons why we fast on Tisha B'Av, right? Because this was when the Torah was translated into
Greek. It's not mentioned in the Mishnah and Tainus. It might be that it's associated with that day, I don't know. But it's not mentioned, it's not mentioned in the Mishnah and Tainus.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not certain. Anyway.
So check, I can check that.
Yeah, sure. It's possible, it's just not mentioned. There are five events that happen on Tisha B'Av according to Mishnah and Tainus, and this isn't one of them.
Okay.
Also, the Gemara doesn't have such a negative picture of this event. Like, the Gemara doesn't seem to think this event so bad.
Okay.
Right? There are sources in the Chazal that view this as a very negative event. For example, the Masechet Sofrim, which is an Eretz Yisrael Masechet about issues of Stam, like Sefer Torah, Tefillah, Mezuzos, right, that was written in probably the 7th or 7th century in Eretz Yisrael. Viewed it as very negative, and the reason why I viewed it as very negative is probably because the Septuagint is actually a translation of Tanakh the Christians used. So in that sense, it enabled Christianity. But the Gemara doesn't seem to have such a negative view on it. Right? It says, V'kasvu lo Elohim bara bereshis. And then so they said to him, and they changed him. So first they said, Elohim Barai Elishis. Right, God created in the beginning, not Bereshis Barai Elohim. Bereshis Barai Elohim sounds like God was created. Right? And then it says, Ese Adam Betzelem Uvidmus. It says, it doesn't say, Nase Adam Betzalmenu Uvidmusenu. So they turned it into a singular. Right? To avoid the implication that they're multiple gods. Zacha unekeva bera'o lokasru bera'am. It says Zacha, the pasuk says about the creation of Adam b'chava, and Zacha unekeva bera'am. So they changed it to bera'o. Right? So to support the Agada in Chazal, that really that Adam b'chava started off androgynous. Right? And then later on, they were separated into two separate genders. Right?
Why do we have to change it? Like, what is that? What's it? If we don't change it, what does that imply?
It would imply that we're both created together. I'm not certain why. I mean, that's what it's implied. Zachar and Keva Biram, Chazal and Stan are saying that they actually Adam and Chava were created in one body, right? Androgynous and with two faces. Right, and then later on it was separated. So when it says Hashem took out Adam Tzela and made Chava, it doesn't mean that he took a rib, it means he took a full side of the body. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know why they thought that was so offensive. I'm not sure. Hava Eirada ve'avla shamsu something again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hava Neirda Venivle Sham Shvasam, right? To teach that, you know, he's even HaKadosh Baruch Hu consults his Bezdin before making a decision, before he scattered all the people who built the Migdal Vavel and changed all their languages, right? So they changed it here to avoid the heretical implication that there's more than one God, right? Vatitzchak Sara Bikeroveya.
Because who can have Yirei La? Who can only
Basically, they don't want to make it that when Avraham Avinu, the simple implication of the Tanakh of the Chumash is that when Avraham Avinu laughed, then he wasn't punished, right? And when Sarah laughed, she was punished in every yas, but why? So to avoid that whole question, they made it that, like, Sara didn't really lie. It was like, she didn't laugh. Sorry, she didn't. It's not that she just, like, laughed. She thought it was funny. It sounds like she was, like, really, really denigrating it. It was to make it sound worse. Okay. I think it's beautiful. Lost my place. There we go. Ki ba pam hargu shor or vitanam ikru avos. Right? Measure to you. What you really need to hold on to is your essence. Meaning. So it says, the pasuk actually says, ki pam hargu ish or vitanam ikru shor. Right, so we don't want to say Hargu Ish because we don't want to say that the Shvatim were murderers. Right, so therefore, that's they were Yaakovino in the Brachos was talking about how they sold. He thought that they killed Yosef. Right. And he's talking about the fact that for a long time he really did think they killed Yosef. Right, so that's so we don't want to say oh they're murderers. So now we're translating it to sound better. They
so
killed
all of these
all.
Are just trying to make Bnei Yisrael and Hashem look.
Better for the goyim,
for people who don't understand.
Yeah, for the goyim. Yeah. Okay. Vayikach Moshe et ishto v'espanav v'yarkivim al noisei bnei adam. So it says it didn't want to say al chamor, right? Why not al chamor? Because a donkey is like an undignified animal. So it said it wanted to say al noisei bnei adam on something that Moshe took his wife and his sons and put them on a thing that carries people. Okay. Umoshav bnei Yisrael asher yeshuv b'Mitzrayim v'shar ratzos arba moshana. Okay. Famously, the pasuk says, and the time that Bnei Yisrael settled Mitzrayim was 400 years. The problem is it wasn't 400 years, it was 230, right? So, they just changed it, Mitzrayim and some other places was 400 years. Okay. Vayishlach et zatutei Bnei Yisrael, ve'al zatutei, Bnei Yisrael, lo yishlach yado. Right, so there's a couple of places... in Parshas Yisro, it talks about the Ne'arim. Right? That Vayishlach is Na'arei Bnei Yisrael. The Ne'arim was sent to bring a korban when Yisro came to greet them. Right? You remember? Yeah. So it didn't say Ne'arim because that's like sounds undignified again, so we changed it to Zatutei. Right? Which is more important people. Yeah? And it says Ve'azatutei Bnei Yisrael Le'ishalach Yado. And then when it's talking about the in Parshas Mishpatim, when it's talking about how. When it's talking about the in Parshas Mishpatim about how the elders of Bnei Yisrael, right, saw Vayirus Elokim, right, those Bnei Yisrael lo shalach yado and he didn't kill them even though they saw God, right, which is not right. So now it's saying Velzatutei changed it. So it's like explaining that the reason why he didn't kill them was because they. Brought all these korbanos before, so they had something good going for them. Okay?
Okay.
To make God seem just. I think it makes sense to go to the double dots simply because we're so in the middle of a sentence and we have
so
7 minutes.
Okay, what time is it?
It's 53.
Okay, fine, yeah.
Right, so lo chamor echad mihem nasasi. Right, so it says in Sefer Bamidbar, right after the rebellion during the rebellion of Korach. So Moshe says, I didn't take even one donkey. Lo chamor echad mihem nasasi. Right, it says lo chamor echad. Then I didn't even take a donkey. So you could say, Abi didn't take a donkey. You just took something else. Right, so there's no lochem in the chal. I didn't take anything from them. Oh, so it says, they are, the stars, the moon, and the sun are really given by Hashem to the other nations of the world, because that's who worships them. And they're saying, they didn't want to say that, but that'll offend Ptolemy. So they say that you are the portion given by Hashem to the rest of the world to light up the world. Right, to make everybody feel better about it. Okay. Vayilach, that's very modern, no? Vayilach yavod elim acherim asher lo yitzivisi le'ovdam. Right? Right, so the actual pasuk says, "Vayizvay avod alim acharim v'yistachavu lahem v'lashemesh le'arechol chol tzvash amayim shol litzvisi." It lists off the sun, the moon, the stars, and all that. Right, so they cut that out, so that because that way, if somebody really does worship the sun, the moon, and stars, then like no biggie, we're not talking about that specifically. Right, we're not going to make the goyim angry.
So it just says that Hashem gives things
that Hashem
to like.
No, this pasuk is saying that they bow down to gods that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell them to, without specifying which ones. Even though the pasuk does actually have a list. Okay. Fine. Oh, instead of saying Eshar Neves, the rabbi, they said Eshiras HaRegalim, right? And v'loy kasaloy Eshar Neves, why did they write the rabbit, we didn't want to say that Arnevis is like a dirty animal that people don't want to eat because it turns out that his wife was apparently called Arnevis. There you go. So he won't say that the Jews like make fun of me and they put the name of my wife in the Torah, so they changed that too. Okay, like I said, this event doesn't seem to be viewed as a negative event. In the Gemara here. Like, it's an event that happened. There are, of course, in the Chazal that view it as very negative.
This is negative.
That view this story is negative. Okay. They view it as very negative. The Torah was translated to Greek. I also, just one more thing about this. I think it's actually very important. Right, so there is a... What Mishnah you got?
I'm just going to look at the Mishnah that we're talking about here to see if there's a Kati on it or something.
Oh, okay.
Because that might point me somewhere else. If I look at Kati sometimes quotes Gemara's, and I can look at it.
Fine, yeah. No worries. So what I was going to say is that there's an interesting point here that, there's a famous opinion of the Marshal that the Brits really like. That's Yaharag Val Yav. Okay, so there are three things that are Yaharag Val Yav, right? You've heard this. Right.
Okay.
In addition, there is, if things are being done in a very public setting, then it's Yaharag Val Yavor, but it's Sechel Shem Shemayim. Right? So the Marashal said there's a fourth Yaharag Val Yavor, even in secret, and that is changing the Torah deliberately. Never allowed to change the Torah deliberately. Now that's nice, but there's a lot of proof that it's not the case, and this Gemara is actually one of the cases where it's very clearly not the case. This Gemara is endorsing the idea that these rabbis really changed the Torah to prevent embarrassment to the Jewish people. Right? And it's not the only place where that comes up. Anyway. Shkoyach.